The market says Brock Bowers is the first tight end off the board and Trey McBride is the second. The single stickiest statistic at the position says the market has it backwards. This is part one of a two-part episode, Bowers today, McBride tomorrow, and it's the cleanest relative call will make at tight end. The Muffed 2026 preview. First, real respect for the season because Bowers is excellent. In 12 games, he posted a 23% target share in alpha receiver air yards usage, turning 86 targets into 64 catches. Catches 680 yards and 7 touchdowns, 14-7 a game. Second among tight ends per game on a bottom 3 passing offense whose quarterback was sacked 55 times. The signature, a week 9 overtime loss to Jacksonville where he went 12 catches, 127 yards, 3 touchdowns. When the offense could function, he was a cheat code. Now the call, and it's a comparison, not a knock. The one tight end stat that carries over year to year is targets per game. It repeats at a correlation around 0.8, far ahead of efficiency. In 2025, that number ran 9.9 for McBride and 7.2 for Bowers. And the scoreboard followed McBride at 18.6 a game TE1 versus Bowers 14.7 TE2. The market has them flipped. When the stickiest signal and last year's actual finish both say McBride was the better fantasy tight end. Paying up for Bowers is paying for the name, not the data. Here's the honest part that keeps this a lean and not a hard fade. Bowers played 12 games, and his rookie season the year before was 112 catch, 9 targets a game monster. The healthy full version of Bowers has exactly the volume profile that the pattern rewards. So this isn't Bowers is bad, it's you're paying a premium over McBride for a player who on last year's healthy game rate trailed him. That's a relative misprice, not a player you avoid. Muffed! The situation is a genuine wild card per the reports, and it's why the lean isn't stronger. Las Vegas changed everything around him. New head coach Clint Kubiak has publicly said he wants to scheme Bowers more touches, called him a football robot from heaven, but the Raiders also moved on from quarterback Geno Smith, with Kirk Cousins and a rookie now in the picture. A better scheme could lift his volume back toward that rookie line. An unsettled quarterback room could cap it. We can't model either. The price, pick 19.5, TE1. Verdict, lean overpriced relative to McBride, who's going after him. The counter fairly, if Kubiak's offense restores Bowers' rookie year target volume and the quarterback play is even average, he could justify TE1 outright. The talent ceiling is the highest at the position. We just don't pay a premium for the ceiling when the floor finished second. Take McBride around later. September watch, targets per game. If Bowers climbs back toward 9, the pattern flips and this lean dies. Under 7 again, the call holds. Tomorrow, the other half of this trade. Next preview's cued.